The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment has launched a campaign to emphasize the importance of health promotion for the well-being of individuals and communities. The campaign will coincide with Caribbean Wellness Day, which will be celebrated this Saturday, September the 10th. Health Promotion Officer Shanika John says, as part of the campaign, several activities will be held throughout the month.
Today, we launch the official start of some of those activities, and this afternoon we will follow with a health symposium for middle managers within programs and units across the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Environment. For the last 2 years, and even before that, and even as we continue, we will continue to serve the nation and provide adequate care and services for persons in need. But a lot of times we forget to even stop for a second and zoom in on our own health and our own well-being. And so this afternoon, persons from the different programs and units will participate in a symposium where they are then encouraged to go back into their departments and their units and to sort of initiate a particular change in any desired behavior of their choice within their department. We're starting small, and hopefully this can lead to a much greater impact.
Ms. John says that the issue of workplace wellness will be addressed during an activity on Thursday targeting all government ministries throughout the state.
First, we address workplace wellness and what does it mean for your particular ministry or department. And then we go into building healthy relationships on the job, because we do believe that because we spend a lot of time on the job, it's important for us to foster healthy relationship that would lead for us to not only grow as an individual, but productivity within the workplace. Stress management is important, and mental health aspect will cover that component. We would look at the financial burden of stress. We would look at the individual burden, the family stress, and how we can deal with all of those to increase our productivity on the workplace. And because nutrition and compliance continue to play an important role in this particular fight against NCDs, the chief nutritionist and her team will facilitate a session that facilitates and fosters around a conversation about healthy snacking, meal planning, and simple initiatives that can be injected into specific departments and programs to promote a particular healthy lifestyle. That's going to happen on Thursday.
And Ms. John outlined the activities planned for Caribbean Wellness Day on Saturday.
We're going to start our morning very early at 5:30 a.m. We're going to start with a power walk from the E.T. Joshua Tarmac up into the Boom Boom area, Queens Drive, yes, Siobhan, up into the Queens Drive area, come around by the Massey area, back around the roundabout, and we're going to culminate on the tarmac with a very nice cool down, a yoga session, and we will offer a light breakfast. This is a very short activity, so we're hoping that this particular activity will end between 8:30, 9 a.m. So we have sufficient time to get back to our daily activities. We will share this information on our social media platforms by the end of the day, and persons can call us by extension 4020, or you can send us an email at hpu@gov.vc for more information in terms of how you could also be a part of it.
Health Promotion Officer Shanika John. Caribbean Wellness Day is one of the regional responses to the threat posed by non-communicable diseases. The day was conceptualized by the CARICOM Heads of Government and an integral part of the Port of Spain Declaration. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.